Hello and welcome to Skin of Color Savvy, the art and science of treating patients of color. We're here today with a special edition news update from the floor of the American Academy of Dermatology. I'm here with Dr. Vinod Nambudiri.
Thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to chatting.
Yeah, well, thank you and welcome. Before we start, do you want to just introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Vinod. I am based out of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts, where I'm a practicing clinician and see patients mainly with a focus in medical dermatology and cutaneous oncology. And I oversee our residency training program as well.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks for sharing. All right, well, let's dive in then. So would you mind first telling us a little bit about the AAD clinical image collection and sort of how it works?
Sure, absolutely. The AAD clinical image collection really is a wonderful new member benefit that has been introduced in early 2025 for all AAD members. And it really stems from a gap that was noted several years back by the AAD, by various committees related to education, related to diversity, related to the way in which we are able to communicate as a field, that identified several gaps related to the presentation of skin disease across a variety of skin tones. And so the AAD was very proactive in seeking out a image collection, a homegrown image collection that could be used by its members for free to have access to a range of clinical images so that they could use those for presentations, for teaching peers, for teaching patients, and really hope to provide a comprehensive and wide-reaching spectrum of clinical images. And so that's something that was just launched formally in 2025.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, thanks for sharing that.
Sure.
And I want to ask you a little bit, we talked obviously a little bit about the impetus of creating it.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how you envision it will advance the specialty itself?
Sure. I think the existence of image databases or collections is nothing new in dermatology. They actually form the foundation of a lot of our clinical training and have done so for many decades, and generations of dermatologists have trained from individual collections in a teaching set at a university or through particular textbooks or through particular images that have been published in the literature. And so learning from a series of images is something that has been happening for generations, in addition to learning from obviously the patients that we see and take care of clinically. I think having this collection, there are several unique features or valuable features that will help us impact the field. First and foremost, we are sourcing this from dermatologists, and we are purposefully reaching out very broadly to all of our membership nationally and internationally to be able to contribute. And so it has a number of aspects that will allow it to capture a real breadth of clinical images and clinical conditions and a variety of skin tones. And so I think one aspect is this comprehensiveness. I think the second aspect of it is that these images are free to use. And so that's a really powerful aspect that will hopefully lead to widespread adoption and use of these images. We've been promoting the use of the collection to speakers at the national meeting here, so that when they're giving a talk about a particular disease and they're looking for the ability to demonstrate how it presents across a wide variety of skin tones, they have access to this library, this image collection, to be able to incorporate that into their talks. And so I think we're already seeing from now and moving forward the way in which this will impact kind of formal education. I've heard from individual dermatologists as well. They have pulled up the images when they've been giving a lecture to primary care physicians to show them the example of a clinical condition that they didn't have a great clinical photo of, or even to directly educate a patient about this is how your skin disease presents in another individual, same condition, here's what this can turn into, or this is how it can evolve.
Oh, wow.
Well, excellent. So the Skin of Color Society is obviously a proud collaborator in this important initiative. So please tell us just a little bit about how members in the AAD and SOX can utilize the collection.
Absolutely. Well, we're extremely proud and excited to be partnering with the Skin of Color Society. We've had representation from the Skin of Color Society membership in our working group that is responsible for curating and incorporating images into the collection. And so we are very excited to have this collaboration underway formally. Members can use it from the AAD, from Skin of Color Society, in any of the capacities that I've mentioned, for educating peers, to educating students or trainees, to really elevating awareness of these skin conditions.
Excellent. Well, Skin of Color Society members can submit images through the SOX website, where contributed images will be uploaded to the AAD portal. But for those listening who are not SOX members, how can they contribute their clinical images?
Yeah, that's a really great question, and we're looking forward to expanding that. If you are interested in contributing and you are a dermatologist, the ability to do so is open to any AAD member. So that's one avenue. Otherwise, you can email through the website of the image collection our AAD staff liaisons, and we are more than happy to work with you to be able to acquire those images and help upload them to our image collection.
Oh, excellent. That's great to hear. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Nimbadiri, and thanks so much to our listeners. This wraps up Skin of Color Savvy's news update. Remember, you can catch all episodes of Skin of Color Savvy on hcplive.com or your favorite podcast platform. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.